Thinking about, you know, Rick, as you were talking about, you know, Peter denying Jesus three times. In one of the books, it says that that third rooster crow, that Jesus looked over him and made eye contact. And I think about that, I'm like, wow, how he already felt horrible as it was, because he's like, oh, Jesus said I would deny him. Then he's like, has this eye contact on the third one. Not that Jesus was being like, I told you so. He was being like, I love you. You know, it's like, you know, it just, I don't know. I think that did something with Peter too, just that eye contact of knowing that, you know, Christ did love him. And yes, he denied him, but again, like you're talking about, he didn't have the Holy Spirit yet. And I think about that sometimes. I'm like, what you just brought up today was really cool, because it's like, yeah, they were walking with Jesus, but they didn't know. Because it was funny, there's another part I was reading last week where the disciples of John were asking, well, how come your disciples don't fast? And Jesus said, well, how can they fast when, you know, the teacher's here right in front of them? You know, they can't. There's no way for it to happen. So, I don't know. Anyway, it just really stood out today. And I was going to share another song, and instead I wrote another song this week that the Lord had shared. I was reading through the Beatitudes, Matthew 5. And there's something very strong that, as I was reading through those, I ended up coming out with this song, and I was like, this morning, I was like, okay, well, we'll do this then, Lord, because there's something you have in this. I think right about there. Yes, thank you so much. You are a lady and a scholar. Oh, this thing has been, I've had this guitar, I bought it brand new in 2000. The neck has broke, where literally it split here. I was leading worship somewhere, and the guitar fell in the middle of the service. And I heard, and the neck was just like, so I ended up wood gluing it and putting a clamp up here, and that was about 10 years ago. And this thing has been through freezing cold, boiling hot, and the thing just keeps on going, and it's amazing. It's more of a sentimental thing now. So the verses are right out of Jesus' mouth, the Beatitudes, and then the chorus is what I was thinking about when I was reading through, especially the part is, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. I think about that a lot, because I know in my life I've seen a lot of death. I've had a lot of loss in my life with people, and I spent a lot of time in mourning, and God has always been so faithful to encourage and give me joy, even in those difficult times, especially when we lose people, you know, in our life who are very dear. It's hard, you know. I've never been angry at God for anything, because I know that, Lord, you're so faithful, but it's like, it's hard to, you know, now what do I do now? This person's gone, you know. But he gives us that peace and that joy. And anyway, so the chorus is, Jesus, you gave us all the blessings, like all of these blessings, knowing that we were all going to walk different paths. Because if you read through the Beatitudes, there's different blessings for different people. You know, there's the poor in spirit, those who mourn, those who are meek, those who are hungry and thirsting for righteousness. There's a blessing in that. And it's like Jesus gave all these blessings, like just gave them out to us already. And it's like, wow. It really, I don't know what it is. It's just reading through scripture, and it's like then the Lord brings stuff alive, you know. It's like you can read through the same scripture a few times or 100 times, and it's like, you know, then it's something pops out that you never really grabbed before. And I don't know, for whatever reason, the Beatitudes stuck out to me very much so. So bear with me. I did just write it this week. It's going to be a little bit rough, but that's all right. I'm going to share it anyway.
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
For they shall inherit the kingdom of God. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Knowing we